The Lord bless you, my precious family. I sincerely thank you for your prayers. We are not on the local Satanist list of favorite people. Please keep praying for us, and especially the conversion of those who've been blinded by Satan. Today I asked the Lord, what is on your heart, Jesus? He answered me, the suffering of those in war-torn countries is horrendous. Please, Claire, I want you to pray for them. Truly, they have no place to escape from the hell-bent ravages of armies committing genocide. It is truly heartrending and horrendous. Pray for them, my people. There is no suffering comparable to what is being done to these unwanted peoples. One day they are peaceful and working their land, feeding their children, sleeping soundly at night in their own hut. The next day they are either laying dead on the ground, cut to pieces, or walking refugees, homeless, with nothing, some having lost children or spouses. You cannot imagine the terror they live under. Pray for comfort, healing, and provision, and pray for peace. And on this note, I want to say that this morning, Father had a vision of little African children with buckets of water hanging from a pole on either side, but they were running desperately for their lives. Then the Lord continued, this vision portrayed the reality of what is currently happening. The New World Order is currently expunging all the black people from the earth. It is part of their planned genocide against certain races on earth. The news will not report it because the people would be outraged. It has been going on for decades, but now it has been accelerated in keeping with the takeover that is planned to happen. Most nations are subdued and following orders, but there are still too many what they consider undesirables. My heart bleeds for them, my love. Allow yours to bleed as well. They who do not know anything about me, but have the right heart, will be given special dispensations of grace to give their lives to me. It would be cruel to deny them this opportunity. They have not heard the gospel, but there is a longing in their hearts for me, just as there was a longing in your heart before you were saved. And what he's talking about here is, when I was in my 20s, I went on a trip to Ecuador and then the Yucatan Peninsula, looking to study the Mayan Tarot and Mayan spirituality. And one night I was under the stars in the Yucatan Peninsula, and it was so beautiful. The sky was so clear, you could see all the stars. And I was longing for God, crying out to him under the stars, longing for God and longing to be of some use to mankind. Please give me something good to do for others. This was when I was probably around 28, because I felt so very alone and lost, not having found what I had been looking for. It was the following year that the Holy Spirit visited me in fire from heaven and I received the Lord. See my testimony if you want to know more. I was a New Ager at the time, desperately looking for the truth, because I had not found it in astrology, tarot cards, Scientology, numerology, Eastern mysticism, and Native American beliefs. I searched everywhere for God, and I just couldn't find him. And I searched for 12 years, and that particular night, I cried out to him because I was desperate. Well, soon after that, he came and visited me. The testimony of that incredible life-saving night can be found through my search engine on heartdwellers.org, Claire's Conversion, for those of you who want to know more about my past. All of you, my people, pray for what is going on behind the scenes. It is truly inhumane. Here he's talking about in the world. And I said, oh, Lord, when will Daddy say enough? Jesus answered me, that question resounds in my heart every day, beloved. Only he knows when the time is ripe and proper to call an end to this. I know life is not easy for you and others right now, but for those who truly care, I am drawing graces from each of you who are willing to suffer for humanity. When you see the skies turn red, know that I am very soon to come, even on the way. Begin to watch with extra vigilance and have your goodbyes prepared for your loved ones. Yes, I am coming soon, even though you dislike that word. It still is the right word for the times. Many will be shocked in disbelief and fall dead on the spot. Others will make excuses and blame aliens, which, by the way, are being given license to appear all over the world. These events will be more and more documented. This is the time of the Great Awakening and deception, and the fallen ones have a major role to play. All of you, hold on to the truth. Do not fall for this narrative, no matter how convincing it will be. Even in this season, you can pick out more and more of what type of person will fall for this hook, line, and sinker. They have been prepped, and in their midst will be those whom I have not created, who will aid in the process of convincing them that they are the gods of the universe, not me. Indeed, a very dark time is coming and is upon this earth I have created for my loved ones to inhabit. It will be total chaos and confusion for those who do not have me. Be steadfast, my bride. Be steadfast and witness to the truth. Do not allow any clever argument or false miracle to go by without decrying it and proclaiming the truth that Jesus is Lord.